thank you for coming.
Thank you. I look out here, and you know, when I'm talking, I look, and like you, like just and you, you know, you really get it. It's like right there. And it's just
so beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. This is a good group. Because you made a difficult teaching, not difficult at all. Are the lights down enough for you? Yeah, okay, good. So I'm gonna do a little bit of guiding in this, and it's gonna be a little bit different than what you normally do. You know, in the Majjhima Nikaya, 98% of the Buddha's teaching was on concentration, and 2% on insight. But it's called, the insight is called Ekka Jhana, and that's been translated the direct path. Ekka means one. So, one path. But it is the crowning of the path, for sure. But he said there are two ways that we can get there. One, just through the dry insight. Really suitable for those of a, when I say intellectual, I don't mean like just our normal, ordinary intellectual, you know. And the other, the way the Buddha himself got there, through the meditative attainments, crowned with insight. So he went into these attainments, and then he came out. And then as he was observing the momentary, minute by minute, you know, comings and goings, everything broke apart for him and all was clear. But it was like the difference of standing on the ground, looking through the trees, trying to see the forest, versus being perched, you know, like at the apex of a mountain, looking down and surveying the land. And that's what the Brahma Viharas do. That it, they take us into that space where we can really, really see. So you remember, you just find your spot right in front. And then softly close your eyes. And you can get into any space or any position, any posture that's comfortable for you. Said some of us are suitable for standing meditation, some for lying down, some for walking, and some for sitting. So if at any time during this meditation period, we call it a sit, but if you prefer to stand, to lie down. And even if you need to walk, you could go right into that little corridor and walk back and forth. The Buddha said the breath as a meditation object is one of the most difficult ones, because anything you focus on becomes clearer to you, but the breath becomes more subtle. The more you focus on it, the more subtle it becomes. And there will come a point that it seems as if the breath is completely gone. And when you reach that space, just shift your awareness to the spot where your eyes have been gently resting. And I invite you to peer into the vastness of the emptiness, of the no-thingness beyond the eyelids. And if we start by turning our attention to the breath, breathing in and breathing out, and picking one spot that we will examine the breath as it rolls back and forth across that one spot, much like a sawyer with his gaze, his focus, his concentration, where the teeth of the saw meets the log, one spot. And as he moves that blade back and forth, his eyes don't run the whole length of the saw. His eyes remain at that one spot where the teeth, the blade, meets the log. In this same way, pick one spot where you will investigate the breath as it flows back and forth across that one spot. Bringing your focus and attention to the breath. Noticing whether it's a long breath or short breath. Just noticing. Noticing whether it's smooth or whether it's jagged on the in-breath. Just noticing. Noticing whether it's smooth or it's jagged on the out-breath. Just noticing. experiencing the coolness of the breath on the inhalation. And the warmth on the exhalation. Breathing in and breathing out. Arousing the energy of investigation. Sticking with the breath. Observation of the breath. No distracting thoughts, everything harmonized. Every sound, every movement reminds us to focus on the breath, to turn our attention again and again. The qualities and characteristics of the in-breath and the out-breath. We become aware of any tension in the body, tightness in the face, just relaxing that tightness, tension, and going back to the breath. again and again. Until the mind just rests right there. Breathing in and breathing out, just in a natural way. Eyes in a soft gaze, peering into the vastness of the emptiness behind the eyelids. No discursive thoughts. maintaining our energy and our focus. Strengthens the concentration. Releasing any tightness or tension that may be accumulating in any spot in the body. We let that go and go back to the breath. The softness. breathing in and breathing out, whole body is tranquilized. From this state of deep contentment, eyes gazing softly, we may be aware of a flicker of light, but we don't focus on it. Just note that it may come and go. The mind may wander out when it hears a sound through the ear gate, but no need to focus. It just comes and it goes. And thought may arise and abide and fade away. We understand this is all because of sense gate contact. No need to investigate. Just allow. Just allow. Just allow what is arising to come and go. Every feeling returns you to the breath. Every sound returns you to the object of your investigation. Again and again. So that was 40 minutes. And I want to know if there were any observations or any questions. And so we should get into a good space before we meditate. It says, quite secluded from unwholesome mental states with applied and sustained focus. And so it's important to not just come and plop down, rush again. Boy, do I need to meditate. But that we set a foundation for our meditation. And then secluded from unwholesome mental states, not harried, not hurried, not worried, we fasten and we abide. How many noticed less thoughts? Or you can just tell me if there were more. You can just say it's more. Sometimes when you're doing something different, you know, you have a little more difficulty easing into it. Yes. Notice anything else? Good.
I found the use of the hand very helpful, just that orientation.
Good.
The short chant of song at the end was really sweet.
Now, I wanted to just share this last thing, and that's why we stopped a few minutes early, because we have 5 minutes. This thing about the sound. He said the sound is almost the most difficult thing, you know, the most intrusive. Because eyes, you can close your eyes, you know. And you get still, and things kind of settle down every once in a while, and you feel. You know, sometimes we feel, it feels like this cotton or something moving across your face. Do you know what that is? The Buddha said that is, those are the indicators that you're accessing concentration. Sometimes you see flickering, like in your field, like slight lights flickering. Sometimes it's twirling like those little things we had when we were kids. You blow them and they twirl like that and they have colors. Sometimes you get the sensation of motion, moving. Sometimes it looks like universes, like stars. I mean, lots of things. You said that actually if you understand what is arising, that it is just actually your concentration deepening. Then you allow these things without shifting some attention to them. And as you recognize that your concentration is deepening, less and less thoughts come because the mind doesn't wonder what's happening, what's going on right now. Oh, I itch. Listen to that car. You feel that fans? You don't get all of that. It just... because you know what is happening. And so you just allow this and you go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And then it gets like this, but it doesn't end here. you cross a threshold. When you cross that threshold, something else opens up for you. A deeper reality, a deeper knowing, deeper experiences. But he calls them inner experiences. The outer, including thoughts. He said, the sixth sense gates, internal base meets external base, consciousness arises, the three of those make contact, with contact comes feeling, and with feeling comes craving, clinging, and the whole ball of wax. So that's how we're cutting away the information from the ear gate. Monk, householder, it's the same path. So you might do this intermittently with your practice. Then you notice that the Vipassana takes on a whole different dimension, yeah?